Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hello.
I can still hear.
I can't hear me at all. I'm off.
Hello. Is that better? Am I on now?
Yeah.
Hello.
I can hear you. In
okay.
My ears.
Cool.
Seems like it. Well, let me just pour one up real fast.
We're gonna make this a relatively quick episode because I am tired and I have homework still. Now theme song.
What's your excuse?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to
What's Your Excuse?
I am Megan.
The podcast.
The podcast. I am Megan.
I'm Caitlin. And this is a podcast where we tell you why we're unorganized.
Yeah. I have no excuse.
Why we're weird. Weird people and like weird things. Because
it's us.
Yeah. If you're wanting organization, you came to the wrong place.
That's right. If you want any organized thought processes, get the fuck out.
A bunch of ramblings. Ramblings of two people.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find a descriptor that fit both of us, but two cynical people. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your week? You don't remember.
I don't. My students got a one at their contest. They got superior rating. So that was awesome. A really good way to end the season. I screamed when I saw it. I was like, ah!
And then she called me.
Yes, I did. I called the band director and then I called you.
Yeah.
Or did I call my mom? I think I called my mom after you. I don't remember. Maybe I called my mom first and then you.
Good. Great.
But I was just so excited. But yeah, so they did that. Yesterday I went to my friend Anastasia's birthday party with her family, and I got to play all sorts of games with her daughter.
Yep.
And at the end of the night she goes, "Will you be my best friend forever?"
Oh. and you were like, "We already were."
And I was like,
is awkward.
My heart melted. Yeah. I was like, "Oh my God."
I know.
And then she goes, "Or like 100 days." I said, "That's a long time."
Yeah.
I said, "Well, that's a long time too." And she goes, "Okay, good." She goes, "Are you coming to my birthday?" Which I am.
Yeah.
And so, and I was like, "Yep, I'll be there." And then she asked, "Are you coming to Easter?" Because they invited me to Easter next week too. And I was like, "Well, it's my brother's, or this week now." I was like, "It's my brother's birthday this weekend. So I have to go see him."
Yeah.
But, yeah. Oh, I visited Long Baby.
Yeah.
Hey,
same.
Yeah. Yeah. I figure you probably don't want to talk about yours, so.
I don't mind.
But, yeah, he walked in and he goes, "Why'd you do that?" long story short, we upped my meds.
Yeah.
So that's fun. I also haven't been sleeping this week.
Great.
I've had really bad insomnia.
Are you taking your medicine at night?
No.
Oh.
I take it in the morning. Because I have taken it at night before and it's made me not sleep. But I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really slept this past week. And I have an appetite occasionally. It's just kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
So I'm really probably not doing too great. I cried at work today.
Oh.
I seem great now, huh?
Good.
I just at one point was like, "I am so done."
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything had to do with work.
I just
was tired.
Yeah.
And I was like, so I just like turned around in my little cubby and just like put my hood up and cried in the corner.
Isn't that at least you had a hood.
I did.
There weren't strangers surrounding you.
Yeah. I was like, "Oh God, it was fun." But other than that, I don't remember my week. I'm sure it was fine. I've read a lot of fanfics. It's really all I've been doing. None of them are as sad as the one. There's somewhere they try, but these ones on Wattpad are not very well written. A lot of them. And yesterday I read one that was supposed to be smut.
and, damn it. And it was not smutty enough.
It wasn't. No. I literally, it was so cringy.
Sad smut? Is that what you're reading nowadays? No.
Yeah. No, this one, oh God, it was so bad. It was like somebody who, it's like somebody who was writing fan fiction about like kinky shit, but having no experience. Mm. So it was just, at one point it literally said, "Destroy my ass, daddy." I said, what?
No. Don't like that.
I just screamed. And then I was like so embarrassed that I was reading that. But then I was like in the story. So I was like, well, I can't just stop.
You can. See, no. I'm noticing a pattern.
It was terrible, though. I was like, that was honestly a waste of my time.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going straight to hell for it. Mainly just because of how bad it was written.
But, that's not on you.
Oh, it was funny. What a week.
Great. I love it.
What about you? What about you?
Well, to start off the week, I ran out of my antidepressants on Monday night and was frantically texting all of my friends to be like, are you on citalopram? Do you take citalopram? Can I get one? And no one had it. No one else takes it.
Yeah, I don't take it either.
So Tuesday,
I got it refilled. I think you texted me before asking about that.
Yeah.
That's good.
I got it refilled on Tuesday, but that means I missed my Monday night pill. And so,
that can fuck you up.
Yeah. Well, on Wednesday, I realized just how much more irritating people are when you haven't had your medicine. I had to leave school early because this girl was just pissing me off so bad that I was like on the brink of turning around and being like, could you shut the fuck up?
I'm going to punch you in the face.
So I went to my teacher and I was like, listen, man, I've got one little teeny tiny nerve left in me. And these girls are building a house on it. I can't come back after lunch. And she was like, what's going on? And I told her, I was like, I missed my medicine the other night. And she goes, what do you take? And I told her, and she goes, I take Xanax. And I was like, jealous. So,
Jesus.
Yeah. And then Friday, that was Wednesday that I went, it must have been Thursday. It was Thursday I went home. And then Friday I had a... So I guess it was Tuesday night that I ran out and missed my medicine. And so anyways, Friday I had a uplifting doctor's visit.
We love you, long baby, but.
We did talk about you slightly and your hair and how I'm like someone listed on your medical reports that can talk. He double checked it. And I was like, why would I lie about this? I'm not here to talk
and
about
it. And you were, right?
Yeah.
It says Megan Sheffield.
Yeah. And so, and then. At the end of our appointment.
Did he think that was weird?
No.
Okay, good.
At the end of our appointment, he was like, hey, don't punch me in the face. You've gained 20 pounds this year. And I was like, yeah, that sounds right. And I told him, I was like, well, who didn't?
Yeah.
COVID.
Really?
And then.
I did.
Well, I told him, he was like, you've gained 20 pounds. And I was like, oh, sitting on my ass in my pajamas for a year did not help me lose weight.
Like, damn it. I would have thought it would.
And then he goes, you've gained 50 since 2005, which, mind you, I was 15.
Yeah.
I had not had my period yet because I got it very late in my life. And other factors were included. And so I was like, bro, I was fucking 15.
Yeah, who in the fuck even calculates like that far? Anyway, I feel like gaining 50 pounds in 15 years is like probably pretty good,
right? We should be more concerned with the 20 pounds in 1 year.
Yeah.
It sounds like I just had a bad year, which again, who
we all did. Yeah. I definitely gained 20 pounds.
And so I did not get my birth control because we argued about whether or not we believe that my birth control is making me gain weight, which it is. Sound off if you are on Depo and you have gained weight because he does not believe me.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason that I was able to stay.
Yeah.
Well, I was underweight, but with my eating disorder, I think it was the only thing that like kept me out of the fucking hospital.
Yeah,
was because I was on Depo.
And so then we argued about BMI because I told him, I was like, I'm never going to be on that chart. Listen, I got 40 pounds of tits alone, okay? That's probably where that 20 pounds came from.
All in the titties.
Yeah.
That's the name of the episode, All in the Titties. Jacob, write that down.
The titties.
If it's not named All in the Titties, I'm going to cry.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
So official.
In the titties.
And so then I... as he was walking away, he also was like, quit smoking and lose weight. And I was like, who has done that ever? No one. And then he was like, I'll see you in 6 months. Keep me posted. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean, keep you posted? And he goes, I want to know about every pound you lose when you lose weight. And I flipped him off.
I don't hate him, but.
And then here's the funny part of this whole story, because thus far it has not actually been enjoyable.
Yeah.
But I still had to get lab work done.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I had to go into the waiting room with multiple strangers crying, openly crying.
That's
and like,
right.
You know, you have long sleeves on and you like use your little hand pockets.
Right. Look, there's my, got mascara
but
on
then
this.
You also have a mask on. So you've got snot all in your mask.
Well,
and you're
that.
Using your mask to like try and wipe off the snot from your nose. And then it's just on the bridge of your nose. And you're steadily like trying not to cry. And then you, and then you're making this noise. Trying to get all the snot out of your nose. And I realized as I got home, I was like, those poor people in the waiting room think that I have cancer. And I'm like, nope. Just fat. That's it. Don't worry about it. I've just avoided mirrors for a long time. And so then, was it you that I was talking to? No, it was Aaron, I think, because I went to buy a bra today. And I was like, who cares that I can't get cute bras anymore? I'm never going to look at my naked body again. And she was like, damn, Megan. And I was like,
I do try to avoid it as much as possible.
It's awful.
I'm always like,
it doesn't matter.
Like, hop in the shower.
Yeah. And like, let me say this. I'm very much someone who's all about like self-love, self-confidence.
Yeah.
When I say self-love, I don't mean masturbation. But like if you're if that's what you took it
I
as,
do.
You enjoy it. I'm just not like, I'm all about masturbating. No, I'm all about like being very proud of yourself and all of that. I body positivity.
There you go.
I could not do it this week.
Yeah.
But I did buy a lot.
I'm all
of,
for it for other people.
Yeah. I'm all for
I
it.
Will I will always hate myself.
I will hype you the fuck up.
Even when I have pretty bad body dysmorphia though. So like when I
apparently I have the opposite of body dysmorphia. I think I'm more attractive than I am.
There are sometimes when I think I'm like, damn,
no.
I could pull a solid 10.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what am I thinking?
No, you can. See, I will hype you up.
Thanks.
Any 9 who's coming at you better have money.
Yeah. Fucking yeah.
Better have something to offer here.
Yeah. The bar is low. Most of them have offered nothing.
That's true. But most of them have not been tens.
None of them have been tens. Sorry if you're listening. I mean, they think they're 10s. They're lying to themselves.
Oh my god.
Me too. I'm not a 10. Maybe
bullshit.
I am. Yeah, I am a 10.
Yeah.
Look at me.
So,
I just but, said I hate myself like 2 sentences ago.
That's okay. I did at one point. Long Baby was like talking at me, and I just went, dude, I get it. I hate my fucking body already. I don't need your help. And he was like, okay, so I'll see you in 3 months or 6 months. And I was like, yeah, sounds great. Maybe I'll be fatter. And he was like, bye.
Like, you can't. Sometimes he's really awkward when he says bye.
Yeah.
This time when I left, he goes.
He put his hand on my shoulder.
Yeah,
and I was
mine
like,
too. Yeah, he was like, he's like, you gonna be okay? And I was like, I can't
fine.
Answer that. And he goes, he was like, he goes, you really worry me sometimes. I said, I worry myself too. And then
you and I have that in common, my good friend.
And then he was like, okay, well, have a good day, and like patted my shoulder. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He put his hand on my shoulder and I went, don't touch me.
It's also so weird because he's so much
he's
bigger.
So tall.
And so then I was like, he's just looming over me, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
What's going on?
No. And here's the thing, like you and I talked about it. Like, I'm not upset with him for telling me that. Yes, my initial reaction from sadness is anger.
Yeah.
That's pretty typical for people, especially people with rage problems and depression.
Yes.
So, which I have both. So, I'm not actually angry with him for telling me. He's a doctor. Diabetes and heart disease run in my family. I get it. I'm upset with the situation, but also I bought a bunch of spell stuff. Not like weight loss, but like body positivity spells and like self-love spells, self-confidence, things like that.
I cast a spell when I was little from one of my spell books to make me beautiful.
It worked.
I'm just saying, bitch. It worked. It didn't work saying, when I was a kid, but 10. Ugly duckling syndrome. Right,
I'm just
here.
Saying, is there a 10.5?
Because that's me.
Because that's me. With it.
JK. But I'm just saying, it works.
Yeah.
So
I cast them all. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of witchy stuff. And I actually asked my mom yesterday. I was like, you know, I'm really impressed with you guys because, like, y'all have become more open-minded about witchy stuff as we've gotten older. So I wanted to, like, commend you. My mom never responds well to me commending them on things. She just goes like, okay. And so, whereas I'm like, thank you for recognizing and acknowledging.
Yeah.
She's like, anyways, what do you want to eat?
That's exactly me when anyone gives me any sort of compliment.
Yeah.
I'm just always like.
Well, like, it's barely a compliment. All I'm saying is, like, you're not feeding into satanic panic anymore.
Yeah.
And then she's like.
I've got a poster that says that.
And then she goes.
It just says satanic
panic. It's not
panic.
The witchy stuff. It's the devil stuff. And I was like, we don't do devil stuff. I don't practice that. Like, I don't. No. And, like, for me, as a Catholic, I still, like, I believe that you can meld those two things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your belief. It's not mm-hmm. anyone else's.
Yeah, fuck them.
You don't need permission to believe in your beliefs.
That's right.
So, I also, like, Catholicism is only a hop, skip, and a jump away from witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real.
I mean, they're drinking blood, eating bodies. Yeah.
Like, we fully believe that that is the blood of Christ.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
The body of Christ.
Like, all the time, I remember being in college and we were studying different religions and people would be like, this is so weird that they do this. And I'm like, if you take, like, even one step back from Christianity and you look at that shit, it's weird as fuck. Mm-hmm. It is weird.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, the entire book of Revelations is a fucking fever dream.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
What the hell? And then, yeah, the blood and body of Christ thing is the thing that always gets me. I'm like, that's a little bit gross.
Yeah.
And I brought that up in class one day and they were like, and then they were like, oh, I guess you're right. And I was like,
You're like, yeah, fucking cannibal. That's one of my favorite Always Sunny moments. Is when I think Mac is telling them about, like, the resurrection of Jesus and Easter. And what's his name? Charlie. Charlie goes, so this guy rises from the dead and you proceed to eat the man? And then you just eat the man? That's my favorite moment because it's like.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I mean, it's spot on.
Yeah. And so.
That's funny.
Yeah, I've gotten really into it. And, like, the way I see it is, like, as, like I said, as a Christian, I feel like as long as I put that belief at the forefront of all of my practice, I'm fine. I'm not, doing anything against my religion.
Yeah.
And so I have, like, two decks of tarot cards. I have two divinity trays.
Are you going to read my tarot?
No, I forgot it.
God damn it.
I was in a hurry. I'm so sorry. Call me tonight. I'll do it. And then, or come over after this.
Okay, we'll
Ryan
see.
Ryan doesn't have to work.
I'm very tired. I cried
That's
today.
True. But, so, I have that. I have, like, a bunch of spell candles because there's, like, candle magic, which is really interesting.
Yeah. You got, like, different colors and stuff.
Yeah. And so now with candle magic, I actually, everything that I do is kind of just like intention setting more than it is like, I don't do incantations. I don't do like, there are certain things I just don't fuck with because I don't understand it enough to want to put myself there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for me, a lot of it is just, these are my goals. This is my intention. I'm burning this candle just to put my intention into the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that goes against, like, most people do it, like, I'm burning this candle to see if my intention is heard by the spirits. And, like, I did that last night where I, you know, it was actually really cool. I lit my white candle and they say that, like, if your candle flickers, it means that there are spirits with you.
Cool.
And so I asked it, I was like, are you my grandmother? If you are, keep flickering. And it didn't. It stayed still. And I was like,
then who fuck are you?
Oh, no. It did flicker. It did flicker. And then I was like, is my grandfather with you? And it flickered again. And then I asked my grandmother, like, are you my spirit guide? And it didn't flicker. And so I asked my grandfather, are you? If you are, make it flicker. And it flickered. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'd be crying.
Okay.
That's so really cool.
Yeah. And like I have a bunch of herbs and like different things. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Now
it's so extensive. That's why, mm-hmm. I mean, I admire it. I've just never gotten into it because there's like, so much shit that I'm like, oh, I'm so unorganized. I can't think.
Here's the thing. Like, I always believe like there's no wrong way to practice anything. Mm. It's practice.
Yeah, true.
And so that's why, like, for me, I've decided like how I want to do it, and whether it's the way that other people do it or not, it's how I do it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, like the candles, it's more intention setting. When I meditate, it's intention setting. When I read my tarot every night, it is to give me an open mind on what to look forward to for my week, mm-hmm. and really like sit and think with myself, like, what does this mean for me and why?
Yeah.
So it's really interesting, all of it.
Yeah, it seems really cool. I'm excited that you're into it because then now mm-hmm. someone can talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And I can go, ooh.
I mean, it's not official stuff. It's not the stuff that other people believe in as far as witchcraft.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I knew.
But it is mine, and it is my practice, and no one else's.
Yeah.
That's how I
love it. It'll be mine, too.
That's how I do all, like, religion and belief systems, everything. It's just, it's yours. Don't base it off of other people.
Bill, and no one else tell you otherwise. Mm-hmm. Spice decided they were going to discontinue our water jug service, and they want me to get water out of the water fountain. I said, ugh, that's disgusting. I said, people be rubbing their mouths all over it. It's a goddamn pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to like buy 18 jugs of water or something just to leave up at work. Cause I was insane. Like, I was parched midday because I got the last little few drops that were in the thing. And I was like, I went up to them. I said, hey, the water jug's empty. And they're like, oh yeah, we're not doing that no more. And I was like, they're like, get it out of the water fountain. I was like, that's fucking disgusting. I was like, I will not.
This is
like,
also it's not filtered.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost Karen owed this mic. Just kidding.
My mouth touches it a lot. Mm. I'm glad I hope they fucking clean them still. Anyways, well, today we're going to do something very similar to last week.
Yep.
Because it was fucking fun.
Yeah.
And we liked it. And I'm going to be honest, because I was last minute invited to Anastasia's birthday party, which is great. I'm so glad that I was able to go. Yeah. But we had to reschedule because it was at the same time as our normal recording.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
And so then I forgot to actually research anything.
You know what else I was going to tell you is that I got to visit my niece and surprise her.
Oh.
And have I told you that she likes to stand up and say, Mommy, let me read your aura.
Aw, that's so sweet.
The best kid.
I love that. That's really cool.
Unless she's a pet shop owner.
Yeah, that was the funniest shit you ever told me. Anastasia's daughter was also doing something. I don't want to say her name.
Yeah, of course.
But yesterday she had one of those, you know, those Fisher Price little dogs that you pull.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came up to me and she goes, this is whiskey. And I said, okay. And she hands me it and she points to his little tag, and which says Fisher Price. And she goes, that says whiskey. And I said, yes, it does. And then she was like, okay, well, come on, we have to take whiskey on a walk. And then we walked her or him, I don't know, them to her grandma's, her Anastasia's mm-hmm. mom's bathroom. And there's a rug in there. And she goes, this is the grass. This is where she can go pee. And I think it was a girl. And I was like, okay. And then she goes, now we have to leave. Now we have to leave her. And I was like, oh, what? And she's like, we have to tie her up outside. So we tied her up onto one of the kitchen or bathroom cabinets. And then she goes, come on. We got to go watch on the other cameras, see if the other dogs attack her. And I was like, what? And then we were watching on the end of the bed. Uh-huh. She was pointing to things. And she was like, oh, they're coming. And I was like, well, should we go get her? And she goes, no. She was like, eh, she'll be fine. She's and fine. I was like, she's like, oh, but they're going to kill her. And I was like, do we need to get her?
You're like more invested than she is.
Yeah. And then we go back and she goes, oh, she's dead. Like, she kind of like starts hitting it. So I help knock it over. Anastasia is going to be like, I'm never letting you play with my daughter again.
Oh, she's dead.
And they had the little red tongue out. And I said, oh, look, it's got the tongue out and everything. She goes, I think that's blood. And I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, what kind of movies is this child watching? And then she's like, okay, I think she's still a little bit alive. Let's take her to the vet. And so then we walk up to her. I think they call him Papa. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And she goes, look, we need to take Whiskey to the vet. And he was like, what? And she was like, you're the vet. And he was like, oh, okay. And he goes, oh, look, she just needs a little bit of water. And she goes, no, she's pretty dead. She's pretty much dead. She's just a little dead. And I was like, oh, my God.
No, she's pretty dead.
I lost it at that point. And then she looks back at me like, what the fuck are you laughing?
My dog is dead.
And I was like, ah. It was so funny. She had so much energy. Oh, I loved it. She's so cute.
So sweet.
It's like one of the few children I will ever love. She's great. Pretty dead. And then when her dad tried to say bye to her, he was like, come on, I have to go. And she goes, okay, bye.
Oh my God.
Then he went, what? She came up and hugged him afterwards. Yeah. And then she was like crying, like, don't leave. And he was like, you just said okay, bye. Kids are savage.
Yeah, they are. So
I lost it. It was hilarious. Okay, bye.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Kids are great. Mm-hmm. So, you can tell your story?
Yes. Come on, what the fuck? It's the only face I got. It wasn't letting it. Okay, so I saved a few more that were top stories from No Sleep. Do you mind if I do the wedding dress one?
Go for it.
We've not read any of these, but they won, like, this one has won 22 awards. It has 16,000 upvotes, 242 comments, and it's a year old, so I'm assuming it's pretty good.
Hope so. Better be.
With 22 awards, it's got, like, a bunch of different ones. I don't know what any of those little emojis mean, but good for it. So this is, again, from the No Sleep subreddit, and the username is Polonium Poisoning. The title of this one is, I knew a woman who never took off her wedding dress. Sorry, I thought there was going to be a face there, and I was like, fuck, I'm already scared.
Nope.
Pauline. That's her name. Why would anyone choose to name their child Pauline?
Or their character.
Yeah. I hate it. Anyways, Pauline was a sweet woman who lived across the street. I realized I read really fast last time, so maybe I need to try and slow down.
Oh, I don't know if I did.
Yeah, I think we both did.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, we read fast.
Yeah.
Good for us.
Skilled.
Beat all y'all bitches at popcorn. The competition you didn't know.
The nerds.
Competition you weren't invited to, but.
That's true.
Or that you didn't.
Did you do that
ask to join.
Did you do that in school where you'd like read as fast as you can because you wanted to read faster than everyone else did?
That, and I wanted to have to stop talking in front of the entire fucking class because I was like, please, oh my God. Please don't fucking call me.
Mine was just, I was like, if I read faster, then I won't have those awkward moments where everyone's staring at me because I can't read something.
Mm-hmm. And then when I trip over a word, they're like, oh, that's just because she's reading at lightning speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just keep going.
They're like, well, I guess she's just going to glaze over that one, idiot. Go on.
It's like Pauline, he said defiantly instead of definitely.
Lady.
She was a sweet, sweet woman who lived across the street. We weren't close as kids or teenage. Oh, man, I thought Pauline was a... What?
Yeah, I thought Pauline was a grown-ass woman.
Yeah. We weren't close as kids or teenagers because she was around 5 years older than me. Okay. Why is she a woman? I mean, I guess. I don't know. Her parents were friends. I think she babysat me when I was younger, too. When my mother learned that Pauline was engaged, she sent me to help on the bridal shower. That's like, I wouldn't want no one helping that I didn't fucking know. I'm like... Bitch,
or there was a child.
Yeah. I guess 5 years younger. So maybe this person's like in high school now. I don't know. Poor mom, it says. She thought I was like that because I was too often around boys and needed to learn to be more feminine. Mm. But she's got that backwards. I don't know what that meant. But okay. That's when I first learned that Pauline and her soon-to-be husband had made a blood oath. disgusting. I was talking about that with one of my kids the other day. We were like, why can't they just like be like, oop, pricked my finger. They always like get the biggest fucking knife and then they're like,
yeah,
through their hand. And I'm like, you're going to need stitches.
You need help.
Like, what the fuck?
Have you and then they're like, citalopram.
It'll make you not. Yeah. Hey, and Effexor will make you not stab yourself.
Yeah.
It'll make you stab yourself though when you come off it. Speaking from experience. Oh man. I think about that all the time. Like if I ever have to, not that, when if I ever have to start dating again, I feel nothing. So we'll see when that'll be.
Great.
But then they're just like, because they always, if someone's interested in me, that's how I know, is they'll listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, I literally have like talked about like puking out of my asshole like with shit. And then I'm making myself like sound like I'm need to be put into an institution.
If they're really interested in you, they'll keep talking to you.
Yeah.
After that's true. Listening.
I'll get all the weird shit out of the way.
Yeah.
It does make it hard though, because then I'll like say something and they're like, oh yeah, I have that on your podcast. And I was like, God damn it. I don't have any stories left.
Act like you haven't.
Yeah.
Just hot tip, pro tip, men, women, anybody. Act like you haven't heard the story.
Mm-hmm.
Act intrigued. Act interested.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah. And then if they retell
also,
it to
I'm
you
telling
again
it to
in
you
person,
personally.
Yeah. If they tell it to you again in person, not on a podcast, like if they try to tell it to you twice in person, then you'd be
then
like,
you can
I know
say.
You told me.
Yeah. But
also just don't do that.
Yeah,
sometimes
just
I just want
to
relive
the story
all of
times.
My memories.
I can never remember what I tell people. So I know I 110% repeat myself real bad. Anyways, back to Pauline and her blood oath. What the fuck? Okay. In parentheses. The first to die comes and takes the other as soon as they can. They're going to come back and haunt this bitch, she explained to me, swirling the ruby ring gently around her fingers. This bitch. Isn't that too dramatic? What if you end up divorcing and marrying other people? Good question.
That's your first thought, little girl? It's not like, ooh.
That's fucking nasty. Well, I mean, too dramatic. That is
gross.
Yeah. It says, we won't. We are soulmates. Fuck me. She assured me. she didn't fuck her. She assured her.
I had the biggest mouthful of water.
We almost had a live spit tank.
On a mic.
Sure that'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fuck. I can hear it in my head, but it's not coming out of my mouth. Anyway, she was naive, and it made her
naivete.
Is that how it is? Okay. Made her incredibly beautiful, but it felt really wrong being 21 and thinking that this person's 21, that I was so much more mature than a 26-year-old.
I think that all the time.
Yeah. I didn't pursue the matter, but she kept talking about him in a dreamy tone. Oh, God, the boy's name is Aiden. He's a spawn of the devil. Aiden would like this. I wish Aiden was here. And so on and so forth.
To be fair, it's her wedding day.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's her wedding day. I think it's her, I think she's just planning
preparing.
Bridal shower. Yeah. Her dreamy tone almost made me believe that soulmates existed and that you could make the person you love the most follow you into death by just willing it. You can also light a candle. I met right. Pauline's friends and we all ended up having some quality girl time. Pauline explained to us how she believed that you can wake up in the afterlife and start controlling things with your mind. Of course, your memories will be hazy, she clarified, but that's why we made the blood oath, so we can remember. And
does that have to do with your memory?
I guess. Connected, maybe having that connection with someone in the living world still. Maybe. I don't know. So then it goes on to the girl asks, and how will one get the other back? Entertaining her, she said. It says, I like to believe that we'll both grow wings. Maybe I should have read this. The title was good, though. It was all terribly silly when I think back, but Pauline had something about her that made everyone pay attention and marvel at her words. Despite the age gap, we ended up becoming good friends. I think we were finally at an age where it didn't matter anymore. Since I was in college but lived with my parents and didn't need to work, I had a lot of spare time to accompany her to wedding dress fittings, cake tastings, and all the little things that were for the world of brides.
Our age difference didn't matter, but I did dismiss all of her beliefs.
Yes. I'm more mature than this bitch.
Yeah. I did know that I was better than her from the get-go. So
that's why we're able to be friends. But Pauline was a pleasant bride to be and never freaked out. She was just thrilled about marrying the man of her dreams and wanted to make it pretty if possible. Not me. I'm going to be a fucking bridezilla.
Oh, me too.
If things don't go down to a T, I will scream and probably punch someone. Hopefully I'll have extra meds.
You will.
Little by little, I grew to understand her devotion to Aiden, and he was just as crazy about her, if not more. That's creepy. When they were together, the world felt like a brighter and warmer place, like marshmallows slowly melting over my heart. I think so. I think I have a thruple. The day the wedding came, around half a year after her bridal shower. It was neither a big nor a small wedding. Medium size. It felt like both Pauline and Aiden were able to invite exactly everyone they wanted around on their happiest day. Not one more, not one less. I felt somewhat honored to be there. Great, yeah.
That's how they should be.
Still,
Are we getting interesting now?
Yes, the plot
destroy
thickens.
My ass, daddy.
Destroy my ass, daddy, it says. And then it calls you a little whore.
I hated saying that.
That author, because I read a few different ones from them, and they just like...
Why?
Well, it was all in one big story. It was just like each chapter was like a different ship. And yeah, they love to throw like, make me your little whore in there. And I was like, like, you can degrade me, but don't say that.
Yeah.
Like, or I don't know, maybe it's just something
you
like...
You can degrade me.
Anyways,
but I have to draw the line.
I just like imagine them being like, take it, you little whore. Like, just like so deadpan, like, I hate it. I'm like, okay, never mind. Anyways, the plot thickens. Still, the happiest day never came. Bum, bum, bum. When Pauline arrived, belated as any bride should, there was a whispering and disquiet. Aiden wasn't there yet.
Elated?
No, it says belated, which I didn't also
belated,
understand.
Belated, like B-L or B-E-L?
B-E-L. I think that's a typo.
When she arrived belated.
I was like, she's late?
Yeah. All right, go
Unless
on.
She like walked out, but why would they let her walk out if he's not there?
Mm,
I don't know.
Odd.
Her smile didn't falter because she was completely sure that he would never bail on her. But I could tell she was worried. The bridesmaids, her two closest friends since high school, started making calls to try and find out if the groom had a sudden illness. Soon they realized that Aiden's parents were there, but not his brother. They informed that their other son was supposed to drive the groom as part of his best man duties. When the devastating news came, everyone wanted to comfort her. Everyone wanted desperately to protect her precious heart, but it was too torn apart to notice anyone else. She did. He did.
He did.
It was all too fast and scary. A sports car ran a red light straight into the mirage. Is that a car?
Yeah, sure.
The man in the passenger seat was dead on arrival. The driver was taken to the hospital, but his state was critical. That's sad. It was also hard on everyone. Aiden's brother ended up surviving, but he'll be tetraplegic for life due to severe injuries on his spinal cord. As far as I know, he's also miserable because he wished he could have been the one who died. Right after the wedding that never happened, Pauline and Aiden's parents dealt with selling the house they had just bought, and Pauline continued living with her parents. Why the fuck did she just get to live in it?
Fair question.
That's weird. They both still worked office jobs, so her other friends and I started taking turns keeping her company while they weren't home. I did my best to be there for my neighbor and friend, but she wasn't there. She was living in a delusion, and the only thing you could see leaking into reality was her desolation. I never saw such a deep, heart-wrenching sadness. Pauline refused to take off her dress. That's nasty. Mm-hmm. She would spend the whole day by the window waiting for Aiden and the whole night crying because she missed him desperately every single day.
Did anyone consider 51st dating this lady? A video?
Video every single day. Knock her out.
Just a video. It's not even detailed. It just goes, He's dead.
He's dead.
And that's it.
Bitch. She's waiting for his ghost because that blood oath. Mm-hmm.
She doesn't, neither of them have wings, so.
Yeah, she's not a bird. She was hopeful it was a matter of time.
She gets picked up by a fucking hawk. By a buzzard.
People probably hate us.
That's fine. I can live with that.
Yeah. Join the club. I hate me too. She was hopeful it was a matter of time until he woke up on the other side and remembered to bring her along. That's why she wouldn't take off the dress. He had died in his wedding suit, so it was only natural that she was up to par. Well, your dress is going to be stinky when he get there.
Yeah, he's not going to like it.
Nope. Her parents and every single one of her friends tried to coax her into changing her clothes. We promised she could always keep the dress closed for when Aiden came, but she knew that we didn't really believe he would.
It was like,
yeah. It's like promising your kid that you'd buy them a Happy Meal some other day. No one dared to penetrate her.
No one dared to penetrate her? No. Good. She's almost married woman.
Yeah. And then she can't wear that white dress. Just kidding. That's stupid and antiquated. No one dared to penetrate her grief and force her out of the dress. She spent the day in it, slept in it, even bathed in it. Oh, my. Since we live in
a
warm... So now
it's moldy.
Yep. Since we live in a warm and arid weather, having it dry wasn't an issue, only everything else.
Bullshit.
The once beautiful organza and silk were now ragged, grimy, and smelling. Yep. But she still refused to take it off.
Because it wasn't drying.
Yep. She started to believe that Aiden wouldn't be able to spot her in a crowd if she wasn't wearing it. Jesus Christ. It was impossible to change her mind. And even though she was seeing a therapist 3 times a week, she wasn't improving. Her mourning and PTSD were turning into a darker and more permanent mental illness.
Yeah. Hang on.
That Why therapist, is she not institutionalized?
Yeah. That therapist wasn't like, hey, we need to send her somewhere if she's going to come here in this dress.
Yeah. I would be like, ooh.
Namely a dry cleaner's.
Yeah. And she walks in. Come get her.
No.
She started talking to Aiden. Did explain to us that he was nearby so she could feel him coming. He was.
Sorry.
He was just taking a while.
I'm a 12-year-old boy.
He was just taking a while because he's dead. But because flying is really hard when your wings are newly acquired.
Who told her that?
Aiden did. She's talking to him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry. Then one morning she disappeared for good. No one saw her leaving and no one saw her at all after that. The only thing that we were able to find in the small grove behind the house. Jesus Christ. Behind the house, goddammit. Was her filthy wedding dress. It had two... Oh, God. I hate this.
It had two holes in the back.
Two large holes poked on her back like it had grown wings. Mm-hmm. It's not done.
Oh, my God. Really? It's almost done.
After finding the dress, everyone who loved Pauline was relieved. Her mother readily admitted that she actually believed that Aiden somehow had come back to take her. Others weren't so fond of the supernatural explanation, but thinking that there was a chance that it happened brought us a sense of closure. It's not that we are happy about her death, but we conformed to the possibility of her finally finding peace. She was an angel, after all. Why wouldn't she grow wings and escape her flesh prison?
What I often call my body.
Why
too.
Why people vote in this?
Okay, hang on. Have we considered that Pauline killed herself? Yeah. And maybe y'all are looking at the front. Maybe she was so angry that her wings had not come yet, so she carved holes in the back of her back.
And then ran off.
Have we considered?
No, probably not.
Well, I think we should.
I think probably maybe. The family held a beautiful memorial service in her honor, and slowly we all started moving on with our lives. Now, you might ask what I believe in. I would laugh bitterly because I don't have this choice to begin with. Being the person who spent the most time watching Pauline those days, it was only natural that I was the one to found her dead in the bathtub. What? Hiding subsequently, getting rid of her body was the hardest thing I have ever done. Tampering with the dress, though, was eerily healing. Still, I think that she would be pleased to know that I faked her rapture. Ooh, a romantic and mystifying death fit her way more than suicide. I like that last little twist. That was pretty cool.
Yep.
The rest of it, trash.
Garbage.
Sorry that we wasted your time.
Not that sorry. We were really funny.
Yeah, we were.
I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cover. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more
than me. I don't know
all right,
which
what
one
am
you,
I reading?
You could choose any of the happiness okay. in a jar I've read. That one is good.
Okay, I'll read that one.
I'll read it. I think it shouldn't be too long.
This one is called She Sold Happiness in Glass Jars. The poster read, Happiness Sold in Glass Jars. Call today. Sorry, I'm fat and I have to take deep breaths quickly. and underneath the text was a phone number. I was walking home from a long, exhausting day of work when I caught a glimpse of the paper stapled to an old telephone pole. I took a picture of it, thinking it was amusing. I was going to show my wife once I got to our apartment, but I was caught up with chores and forgot about it. Dinner, dishes, laundry, packing a snack for our daughter, putting her to bed, then putting her toys away that she'd left out in the living room.
Why didn't you make her put those away?
Honestly. She's old enough to need you to pack a snack for her to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But every night it was the same exact routine. I still don't know why you're...
Teach your kid to pick up their shit.
Yeah. The next day...
Anastasia did. Yeah. She said, go put up all your shit right before we left. And she did.
Great. The next day I woke sleeping back to back with my wife. I always had to get up earlier than she did for my job, so I quietly got ready for the day and headed out the door. At work, I was updating the company's latest expense report. Most days were similar to this one. They were basically paying me to stare at a computer for 9 hours a day and input a couple numbers into a spreadsheet. I wish.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't sound too bad.
I finished my work very quickly, so I decided to head out of the office early. It also helped that it was a Friday and a lot of people leave early at the end of the week. On my walk back, I was thinking of what my life had become. I did this often. I always dreamed of traveling when I was younger. I wanted to drive across the country or solo backpack across Europe. Then I met Kelsey. Don't get me wrong. I loved Kelsey. That's past tense. Mm? I mean, I still do. Okay, oh. Sure. Believable.
I don't believe you.
We just don't have that spark anymore. When you meet someone and get in a relationship, whether it's meant to be or not, some of your personal life plans have to be put on hold. And then that relationship turns to marriage. Maybe. Have you met me? And then you have a baby. Then you have to enroll your daughter in a preschool. I'm sorry. Then you have to enroll your daughter in a preschool. Then you have to get a better paying job and work more hours and blah, blah, blah. I'm not trying to throw a pity party for myself.
Kind of sounds like it.
I'm just saying. I wasn't exactly content with where I was in my life. I wouldn't have referred to myself as a happy person. As I took the same route home that I did every day to work and back, I walked by the same poster I had passed the day before. I don't know why, I really don't, but I decided to call the number. I figured it would be some joke. Maybe someone just picks up and says, I love you, on the other end and hangs up. Or maybe it's a line to a sex worker. I had no idea what to expect. Mm-hmm. Either one of those seems inappropriate to
yeah.
me.
Uh-huh.
If you're calling someone just to hear I love you, you all should be in therapy.
Yeah.
And if you're calling thinking... Maybe it's a sex worker. Sure. I called. It only rang once before someone picked up. Hello? A woman said. Hi. I'm calling about your poster, your ad. Oh, awesome, she said calmly. When do you want to pick it up? Pick what up? The jar, she said, like it was the most obvious thing in the world. Oh, of course. I realized that I had left work early without telling Kelsey, so I could just go pick it up now. And she'd be none the wiser. What exactly is it that you're selling? I just told you, it's happiness in a glass jar. Like the poster said, happiness keeps best in glass jars. They're more durable than, say, a plastic bag. Okay, should we meet somewhere? For sure. I don't want you to end up being a creep or something, so let's go to a public place. This girl seems super polite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck it.
I would say that too. Yeah. Yeah.
The public place we decided on was a Starbucks parking lot a little over a mile from me. Now, I didn't think I was really going to be buying a jar of happiness or whatever. I was 99% sure she was going to sell me drugs. Maybe heroin would be in the jar. I remember thinking, oh no, happiness is probably a nickname for some street drug, and I'm going to a drug deal. What if she's a cop?
All the drug deals I've ever been to have been posted Starbucks. On flyers.
And done in and Starbucks parking lots in the middle of the afternoon.
Actually. Have had a few there.
What if she's a cop? Am I going to be arrested? But something inside me told me to keep walking, and so I did. Also, if it's a cop, they can't use like street names like that that like aren't commonly known.
Yeah.
Because you could easily be like, I didn't know what that was.
I just literally wanted happiness.
I just wanted to be happy. I stood outside and texted her. I'm here. Cool. Be there in a sec. What are you driving? Silver Camry.
Camry.
That's what I was in your car.
Yes.
And as her final text came through, I saw her car pull in. She took a spot not too far from where I stood. I could see there was no one else in the car, which put my kidnapping fear to rest. Didn't even mention that.
He was going to get kidnapped.
She opened her door and stood on the pavement, looking around until her eyes met mine. I gave her a little nod of acknowledgement. She simply responded by waving her hand, gesturing for me to come over to her car, so I did. She was young, maybe mid-20s, with curly golden hair. Her skin was pale and contrasted with the all-black outfit she was wearing. I thought she looked like Glinda the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz had put on the Wicked Witch's clothes. Nice day out, she said as a greeting. Oh, yeah, it is. Hadn't really paid attention to it. You were the one that called about the jar, right? Yeah, that was me. Cool. Well, here you go. She handed me a very small glass mason jar. It couldn't have been more than 2 inches tall. Inside of it was a light. Not a light bulb, just light. It was like someone bottled up sunshine. It glowed even in the mid-afternoon daylight. It looked like a tiny sun or a tiny universe existing in this little crystal-walled home.
Dope.
I was admiring it with no attempt to hide the awe on my face. Pretty rad, isn't it? What is it? You've asked me that like 3 different times. I think my answer is still the same. It is happiness. Happiness in a glass jar. What do I do with it? Keep it, she said simply. If you have any problems, shoot me a text. She started to get into her car. Wait, I said. I thought you were selling this. How much is it? Don't worry, man, she said with a smile. You'll pay.
Oh.
Immediately give it back.
Yeah, I'd be like,
never mind.
Good.
She closed her door and I stepped out of her way as she backed up, then drove off. What the hell had just happened? What was I holding? I looked down at the jar again. Its radiance was simply mesmerizing. I put it in my pocket and could see its glow slightly through my pants.
How the fuck does a jar fit in your pants? I'm imagining like a mason jar.
Well, they said it's like a 2-inch.
Oh, okay.
2 inches tall. I began to walk home. What was just a nice sunny day quickly changed into a rainy one with clouds wrapping the sky. It was not forecasted that it would rain or else I would have ridden the bus or subway to work that day. I jogged home trying not to get too drenched. I finally found shelter once I made it to my apartment building. I walked up to my door and found that my key wasn't on my key ring anymore. Shit, I can't believe I lost it again, I thought. I knocked on the door and said in a somewhat loud voice, "Hey babe, it's me. I don't know what happened to my key." I heard the door being unlocked for me. Oh, being unlocked from the other side. When the door opened, I was greeted by a large, heavy-set man with greasy hair and unkempt goatee, and he said, "I think you got the wrong door, bud." "Oh," I said, very disoriented. "My bad. Sorry. Have a good one." He let out a chuckle and closed the door. Apartment number 33. I know that was my apartment. I know it was. I'd been in apartment 33 for 5 years now, but that was not my apartment. From what I could see inside, all the furniture was different. It was painted a different color. It was all wrong. I felt like I'd hit my head and was drugged. In that moment, nothing made sense. I pulled out my phone to call Kelsey so she could calm me down and tell me I just got confused for a second. But her contact wasn't in my phone. In fact, nothing was in my phone. I had no messages with her, no previous calls. No pictures. It was like my phone reset to its factory settings. Did that girl somehow switch my phone out when I wasn't looking? I would have just dialed Kelsey's number manually, but I couldn't quite remember it. I had known it by heart before, but not anymore. I needed to get back to the office. I had all my contacts backed up on my work computer. Since it was still raining, I hopped on the bus, which had a stop right in front of the apartment complex. I rode downtown towards my office, the whole time staring at my wet shoes, wondering what the hell was going on. We have a key card access to our building, so only authorized personnel can get inside. I always keep my access card in my wallet, always, but surprise, surprise, it wasn't there. I buzzed into the speaker we had for guests, with appointments or employees as a backup in case anyone lost or forgot their card. Bzzz. Hey, this is Tim. I must have lost my card. My employee number is... I stopped as I drew a blank. A voice came through the speaker. Tim? You got cut out. What's your employee number? I can't remember. That's fine. Just tell me your full name and department. Finance. I'm in finance. My full name is Tim Brooks. One sec. About 30 seconds later, the man spoke to me again. We don't have a Tim Brooks working in this building. Did you have an appointment with someone? I backed up in surprise, almost tripping on my own feet. I had just been in that office an hour or two ago. What was happening to me? I felt like I was getting Alzheimer's, but going through every stage in one day. I stared at my hands, unsure if I was in the right body. I felt like the world around me was disintegrating. I wasn't in control. I was merely sitting inside somebody else's head, watching the world through their eyes. Just then, I got a text. I recognized the number immediately. It was that girl, the one who gave me the jar. I'd forgotten all about it until I saw her text. Hey, how's it going? I looked at my phone dumbfounded. It made me angry she was so nonchalant about this. She knew what was going on. She had done this somehow. What the hell did you do to me? The worst is yet to come, she said.
Look.
Man.
No chill.
I was astronomically close to just chucking my phone as far as I could in frustration. I took the jar out of my pocket. It looked unchanged, still glowing just as bright. What the fuck did you do? I yelled at the jar, realizing I probably looked like a lunatic. As I stared at his glistening glass, I realized something. I didn't know what my wife's face looked like anymore. I knew her name. Well, I knew it started with a K or maybe a C. I couldn't picture her in my mind. I knew I had a wife. I knew I did. Yes, because I had a daughter. I had a wife and a daughter. I just couldn't remember their faces then or their names. Or birthdays, or any memories I had with them. I know they existed. They did exist. I had just seen them that morning, right? I couldn't remember how she looked or what she smelled like. What was our first date? We had a wedding, right? What about our first kiss? Or my daughter? Or was it my son? Maybe I didn't even have a kid. But my wife, or girlfriend, she was real. I knew she was. The thought was tearing me apart. I couldn't see her in my head. I couldn't recall a single fact about her. I was standing outside of the same building, but I was unsure why I was. Did I work there? I must work somewhere. The rain was accompanied by chilly wind now. It was whipping at my face, making my nose and cheeks sting. I wanted to go home. I wanted to be with her. I wanted to be warm. I wanted to go into a shitty office job that kept a roof over my head. I wanted it all. I was soaking wet. I was miserable. I couldn't remember my parents or my childhood. Did I even have any friends? Why was I in the rain? Jesus.
He's unraveling. It steals all your happiness.
It's longer than I anticipated.
Yeah, they always
are. I looked down at my hand. I was still clutching the jar. The only memory of my entire life I could concretely remember was that girl giving it to me, telling me it was happiness. It did not bring happiness. It brought pain. It brought suffering. It was more miserable in that moment than I'd ever been. My phone buzzed. Break the jar, Tim. I get it. I know what's happening. I looked at my other hand with the setting sun and the rainy sky. I swear the jar glowed brighter than any street light near me. I didn't break it because I was following her instruction. I broke it because I was angry. I broke it because I was upset. I needed a release. I raised my arm above my head, brought it down with one swift motion, shattering the jar on the concrete beneath my feet. That dark, chilly air accompanying the rain spread away like it was the shockwave of a bomb going off, and I was at the epicenter. I saw the warm yellow light from inside the jar spread rapidly across the ground and ascend into the sky. It was as if I was watching the beginnings of the universe being created, like God had just snapped his finger and said, "Let there be light." I was engulfed in it. I could no longer see street or rain or anything else. I felt like I was plummeting into a star going faster than the speed of light. It felt like sitting in front of a fire on a cold winter's night, but that warmth was covering every inch of my body. I fixed that typo. And then I blinked. Immediately, I could feel the sheets beneath me and my back barely touching my wife's. I was staring out the window. The morning light drenched through the glass and gleamed on my face. I stood from bed and grabbed my phone. It was Friday morning. I had one text. Let me know if you need another jar. I called in sick to work. I snuck into my daughter's room and greeted her with a kiss and told her she didn't have to go to preschool today. We were going to have a family day. She smiled and stretched out with her arms, a yawn before curling up and falling back asleep. I got back in bed and squeezed my wife tightly. I didn't let go for hours. Fun family day.
Mm-hmm.
Our daughter came into our room and woke us up eventually. She was jumping on the bed and shouting for us to wake up. Yesterday, I may have found a lot of things annoying or monotonous or dull, but not today. Today, I pulled her under the covers in between me and Kelsey. Today was going to be a good day. Today, I was happy. Yeah, midway through it, I was like, oh, I see why it brings happiness.
Yeah, it makes you realize that maybe your life doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I thought it was pretty good, though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, when he started losing all the shit, I was like, fuck. I was like, stuff going on. Mm-hmm. That's scary. There's another one that was entitled, My Sugar Daddy Asked Me for Weird Favors. I really would like to read it, but it's probably so long.
We'll have to do that next time.
Yeah.
I think we got to get out of here.
So y'all will have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But it looks really good.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is his podcast.
Probably.
I see.
So.
Well.
That's it. We have other people waiting to use the studio time.
I almost said, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I forgot.
But you can reach out to us on email. Your email.
That's what's your excuse podcast at gmail.com. One word because it's an email.
Or Instagram.
Mm-hmm. And that is what's your excuse podcast with no spaces, none apostrophes, none of that shit.
Or on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And that is what's your excuse podcast with spaces and apostrophes because there.
We're not animals.
That's right.
We are in the Rogue Media Studios.
New Rogue Media.
Yep, and we are appreciative to them for everything that they do.
Yeah, they work real hard for us.
Really quickly, we do want to give our shout outs to our patrons, including Brian and Amanda.
We also have Brandon.
And Jeffrey.
And Shelby.
So thank you guys, as always, for supporting us.
Yes.
Let us know any ideas that you have for future shows.
Yes. Please give us ideas because I'm blanking. I mean, eventually we'll have to start repeating ideas.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can't always think of what we should cover.
Yeah.
No, so that's why you've gotten some scary stories because
they're fun.
We've been busy and they are fun. Yeah. They're interesting to read. I've enjoyed reading them. So
yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, I hope you enjoyed listening. And if you didn't,
fuck you. Bye.
On par. Okay. Bye.
Excuse.
I'm all about masturbating,
she explained to me, swirling the ruby ring gently around her fingers. No one dared to penetrate her.
Destroy my ass, daddy.
You can degrade me, but don't say that.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.